क्या न्यूज़ चल रही है? सूक्ष्म की बुद्धि होगा, इंसान ही होगा वगैरह इंसान।
There is a distinction. Buddha Yoga, we had already seen the second chapter, in which the practice is much simpler, not as elaborate as here in Raja Yoga. Buddha Yoga insists upon your intellect to arrive at a point where it can discriminate between the real and the unreal. You remember the second chapter starts with the statement of the real and the unreal, because Sri Krishna explains to Arjuna, you are talking of killing and being killed, and your entire bewilderment arises out of this. But those who are wise, they make a distinction between that which is immortal and that which is mortal. We are talking only of mortality, but real reality is immortal. So Buddha Yoga is a yoga in which the intellect is able to perceive the distinction between mortality and immortality, between that which is unreal and the real. And Sri Krishna declares in the second chapter, Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sata. That which is non-existing cannot come into existence. That which exists can never go out of existence. This distinction you must fully grasp. Buddha Yoga is therefore a process in which the intellect arrives at a point where this distinction is realized. And once you realize this, you are shifted from the unreal and you become fixed in the real. In that fixation, you become Siddha Pragya. You arrive at this condition in which you are stabilized in your intelligence. That is one part of Buddha Yoga. Then Sri Krishna says, I will also apply this Buddha Yoga to the field of action. And how, while doing action, you can come to realize the distinction between the real and the unreal. And thereafter, the second, third and fourth chapters are devoted to that process, in which the entire detail is given, so that even while you do action, you still become free. In the pure Buddha Yoga, as applied only to the distinction between real and the unreal, action is not involved. You just distinguish between the real and the unreal. And by this distinction, you then become fixed in the real. But even while doing actions, you see the real and the unreal and then become fixed in the real, is the distinguishing mark of Karma Yoga. Buddha Yoga applied to karma, by utilizing the means of karma, you attain still the same kind of freedom and the same kind of liberation. That is Karma Yoga. So, that is the task which has been done in chapter number 2, 3 and 4. In chapter number 5 we are told that actually speaking what is required in Buddha Yoga and in Karma Yoga, or what is given in Sankhya Yoga or in the Karma Yoga, whatever distinctions there are, ultimately both of them are one, because in both the cases, the one element which is common is na kaṅkṣati na dveṣṭi. Whether you follow that process or that process, in both the processes what is common is you don't have any desire, you do not envy anybody. In that common element, you find that Sankhya and Yoga are one and the same. Those who distinguish between the two are Balaha Pravadante. It is only children who make a distinction. Na Panditaha. The wise ones do not make a distinction between them. Now having explained all this, you are raising the question, what is this Dhyana Yoga? Is it different from Buddhi Yoga? Is Raja Yoga different from Buddhi Yoga? The answer is this, that in Buddhi Yoga, the processes of asana, pranayama, and gradual process of dharana, dhyana, samadhi, all that, is not in a regulated manner given. By mere process of thinking, very clearly, you arrive at a distinction between the real and the unreal, and then you get fixed in the real. In that process, you are not required to sit down quietly in an asana, you are not required to do pranayama, you are not required to go gradually from step to step. But it will show that Buddhi Yoga is something relevant to those who are capable intellectually of making a distinction between the real and the unreal. But all people may not be capable of that distinction. It is valid for those who are able to think so clearly, their minds are so clear that they can arrive at this distinction. But those who are not capable, for them a regular and a slow process is necessary. Therefore you might say that the elements of Buddhi Yoga are present in Raja Yoga, but the details of Raja Yoga are not present in Buddhi Yoga. Ultimately, the distinction that is to be made between real and the unreal, that distinction even here in Raja Yoga you ultimately have to do, but in a gradual manner. Because this Raja Yoga is particularly addressed to those people whose minds are really unstable. It's a special kind of a process given to those whose mind naturally does not sit quietly. And in fact, most of us are like that, therefore it is very valid for all of us, mostly. But it may not be so valid for those who really have developed, by birth itself, they have got a great capacity to be very quiet. So for them, all the Ashtanga Yoga is not necessary. This is the distinction.